Today's sponsor is Home Theater Solutions. Absolutely love these guys. HTS is your local technology expert, serving Delaware for 16 years. Home Theater Solutions specializes in TV installations, home automations, Sonos audio systems, security cameras, and Wi-Fi networks. For all of your home and business tech needs, give them a call, 1-800-690-2029, or visit htsav.net. All right, welcome back. This is the Rehoboth Social Podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good afternoon. It is, what's the day? August 15th. We're halfway through. Halfway through August. Summer's over.
Indeed we are.
Good morning. Good afternoon. How you doing, buddy?
I'm well, sir. I want to thank you so much for having me. This is pretty cool.
Dude, you're welcome. I follow you. You know, we have a little history. We've had relations with family and stuff, and I always follow what you do. And I remember, and we were just talking about this because you said you're not doing it anymore, but you were doing the YouTube channel.
I was doing the YouTube channel for a while,
and I thought that was actually really cool. I don't know why you quit. Maybe you'll get back into it, but
It just got to be. It was a lot of work.
Yes.
Like I, and as I sit here for the people who are listening and can't see this, I mean, there's a lot of effort involved here, and yeah. It got to be, from a content perspective, from just a lifestyle perspective, it was easy when we were home during COVID.
Sure.
Because we were home during COVID, you know, and then, you know, life started again and work started again and the grind started again, and it just got to be, And there's so many people in that genre doing fabulous work.
Well, and I think it's frustrating, especially when you've seen both sides, when you hear a person say, where they almost kind of minimize that, like a YouTube, like these kids today on YouTube and right. playing games and podcasting. Right. And it's, yeah. and I think they think that it's just this easy thing to do. And it requires a ton of work.
It does.
A lot more work than I think most of us expect.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And a lot of the people I follow on YouTube on the topic that we're going to talk about on fashion, they put out tremendous video.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine how much time they must put in it. As someone who's dabbled in YouTube and played around a little bit with it, the amount of time it consumed in my life.
Yeah.
So that's, and they have sponsors, and it just is a legitimate full-time business.
It makes work look easy.
It does.
Yeah. Because, you know, plus I know exactly editing. What I'm supposed to. Yeah. That was the
takes
challenge.
It forever.
The editing is brutal. Mm-hmm. And you need like huge computers and stuff. Yes. I think that's how I think. Like, all I watch is YouTube. I don't watch mm-hmm. any other. I watch maybe a little Netflix. I know we are rewatching all the Seinfeld. So we do dabble a little in some Netflix and stuff. But all I watch is YouTube.
Yes.
From the time I turn on the television at night to the end, it's all only YouTube because I just like creation. Right. I like people and creators.
Why not? Because everything in the world is on YouTube.
That's right. It's awesome. I love it.
Any genre, anything you're possibly interested in.
Yeah.
I taught myself to weld from YouTube.
Yeah. Where else are you going to hear about quantum mechanics?
Exactly.
You got to go find that crazy shit. Well, listen, you are doing some great stuff. And once again, like we haven't spoken for a while.
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute. And but I see you on Instagram and I'm like, look at Brian. Okay. And what you're doing is, and I really thought this was great, is that you're trying to put things together and try to bring back the gentleman aspect that we seem to have kind of lost. And I thought it was awesome because I'll just say sort of what you're doing, what I've seen is you're putting clothing together, matching it with scents, you know, I forget what they even call it because I never wear it.
But fragrance.
Fragrance. Thank you.
Cologne. Cologne. If you want to sound more masculine, but fragrance is the term.
Well, and I even stopped wearing deodorant. That's how bad I've gotten. But I like that. And you're matching it with watches and shoes and all this great stuff because. And I shared with you the other day that, you know, at the 4th of July, I'm like, this is it. This is the 4th of July. I'm going to buy something that looks like the 4th of July. I couldn't find anything. First of all, we struggle with buying stuff around here. But I was like, God, I know if I could reach out to Brian, I know Brian with them seersucker pants. I know you really used to bring it on 4th of July.
I do have a lot of pants.
You do?
I have a lot of pants.
Well, and you look good in your pants. It's awesome. Thank you. So, let's talk about it. So the if you want to follow him, he's on Instagram. It's Brian Hunter 497.
Yep.
You just started.
I did.
But you're seeing some real.
I have, and I have to thank you for the opportunity. Honestly, the we do have history, but the call out of the blue to kind of say, "Hey, man, this is awesome!" Like, it was a real vote of confidence, and yeah. I really appreciate it. And the funny thing is, we all have a genre, we all have a niche of something we're into, and everyone in the last 2 or 3 weeks since things have kind of really got rolling, either have reached out and said, "Oh, I didn't know Brian was doing a fashion blog or doing a fashion page," and they just follow it with, "That makes sense."
Yeah,
No one has been ever, or no one has come forward and said, "What the hell is he doing? Like, it doesn't fit me." So it fits me, and I really appreciate your encouragement. As far as what I'm doing, like we said on the phone, I don't know.
No pun intended with the "no, it fits me."
Yeah,
that's good, because you talked about you. What I thought was great is you said that you've been buying some great suits.
Yes,
at thrift stores.
Absolutely,
and having them tailored.
Absolutely, fit is king. Fit is king. They say the three rules of real estate, my granddad used to say, was location, location, location.
Yeah.
The three rules of menswear is fit, fit, and fit.
Yep.
And embracing your body style and it, so on. So anyway, as I am pushing my 50s here, I don't know. I just feel like I'm 25, but I'm not, And what does that mean? I'm not ready for New Balance and pleated jeans,
right?
And I look ridiculous.
Pleated jeans.
And I look ridiculous wearing skin tight, ripped jeans, Vans, and a hooded sweatshirt because I'm not 25. So where the hell does that leave me? And fortunately, we talked briefly on the phone, I had a tremendous role model. And I was talking to my mom about a year ago. And for those who don't know, my father's passed away, but he was a true gentleman. I mean, he was a Renaissance man.
He had the waxed mustache.
He rocked a mustache
for
35 years. And he would wax it up. And he was a criminal defense attorney.
Yeah.
So a lot of attorneys never leave the office, depending on what type of law you're in. Well, he was a criminal defense attorney. And his last 13, 15 years, he was in Superior Court. So he's in a large venue with a jury and a judge and reporters and the whole thing. So he was kind of the top of the apex for needing to be on his game cosmetically.
Well, and I think that it's a great spot where a lot of people learn to sharpen up their game. Absolutely. If you have to eventually one Absolutely. Day, hopefully not, but appear in a court,
So I had this great role model, he always, and he was thin like I am. So he had to have custom suits. He had to have custom shoes. Unfortunately, we don't have the same size feet because there's still a closet full of very expensive shoes.
Too bad
shoes.
You can't get shoes tailored.
Yeah. Well, he had custom-made shoes. Essentially, you can, but you can't untailor them.
Right.
So he had these tremendous suits, and he was educated, and he had just this dynamic personality, and he liked nice cars and nice alcohol, And I was just talking to my mom about a year ago. We were reminiscing, and I just said, I really, as I am into my 50s, I want to be like my dad. I want to be a gentleman. I want to be a polished man.
Yeah.
And it's been a year journey of going through my closet. And it's not just how you look. I mean, it's how you carry yourself, which is not what I'm doing on Instagram. I'm just doing the cosmetic component. But went through my closet and got rid of I have nice clothes, always have, and got rid of a bunch of things that didn't fit and just regrouped and redressed. And I don't know. I've just been dressing nice, and it makes me feel fantastic. When I walk out the door and I look sharp, I just feel good. I'm a better person for it.
Well, and Instagram and Facebook and these platforms all kind of showed up, and they, some people have, jumped on them and figured out ways of using them for business and stuff, but I was always just, I took a picture of the sunrise, posted it on my Instagram.
Yeah,
absolutely. What do I care? Right. But we're starting to learn there. It is a pretty great platform if you have something kind of interesting and you work at it.
It is.
And I, it's very cool. I, it's funny. And on Instagram, I actually, because there are a lot of ads, people love to cry about privacy and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Personally, I think they provide a lot of great ads because, mm-hmm. I bought... I'm the guy that buys a Hanes t-shirt, right? That would be my t-shirt.
All right.
Well, this time I actually bought a custom t-shirt.
Right. Nice crew neck t-shirt.
Yeah. Well, it was whatever this is.
It's crew neck.
Thank you.
Crew neck.
Thank you, professional. Absolutely. I had a crew neck t-shirt, but they're cut a little differently. And
every manufacturer, every t-shirt's cut, every shirt's cut differently.
Yeah. Well, these actually, when I wear this large shirt, mm-hmm. t-shirt, mm-hmm. it fits so well. And then, but the only problem is I only have three of them. So it's like my three favorite shirts. But like, I'll take a shirt like this. It has a pattern or something. Something
graphic tee.
Yeah, graphic tee. And I'm like, God, I really love the graphic. So I keep the tee, but it never fits well. And then I feel like, you know, you wear the shirt all day and you feel terrible. Mm-hmm. Like I was wearing a different shirt before I came here. I'm like,
so I drove here in a different shirt.
Yeah, I need to change. Right. So, but I'm wearing this shirt and all day I felt kind of frumpy, out of shape, kind of lumpy. And it was the bad cut of the tee. Mm-hmm. So it is interesting.
And it affects everything you do.
Everything.
When you walk into a room, and this, again, I got this from my dad. When you walk into a room and you know you look dynamite, you own the room.
Right.
You absolutely, and everyone knows you own the room. And as a criminal defense attorney, like that's presentation, you know, it's key.
You want him to own the room.
You want to own the room.
That's right.
And that's, I really got that from him. He just used that charisma and it all. And if you, like you just said, if you feel frumpy or if you don't feel good in what your style is,
right,
then it just, it, people feel that too.
Yeah. Well, and I think, you know, your father was like, you know, from the shoes to the top. I mean, everything covered. Suit,
even the mustache.
Suspenders. The works. But, you know, we also have to find different levels, right?
Absolutely.
You know, like if I'm going to wear a nice pair of shorts and a t-shirt, you know, I want to have a nice, I want a t-shirt. I guess I didn't realize how well a t-shirt can fit. So
absolutely.
It can start at the t-shirt and then go, you know, from a button-up shirt to a suit, mm-hmm. you know. So there's different levels. But, yeah, I you know, I remember, it was funny, when I was, you know, there's been different periods in my life and, you know, some life changes have gone on and started feeling a little more healthy, started to mm-hmm. exercise, run, get in shape, you know, maybe a couple push-ups. And then all of a sudden, clothes started to fit better. And I remember I had just gotten into the hair game and I was working for Drexel. And he's like, dude, you need to, what? No, here you go. Are you wearing that today? I was like, oh.
I guess not.
Maybe. I don't know. But, you know, he's like, you know, listen, we're professionals. We need to dress professionally. I never had existed in a professional style and ever needed a professional dress. So it was new. I remember going with another hairdresser up to, I think, Macy's or something, and just buying some new clothes and them actually fitting well. And I was like, wow. And it did. It changed my attitude. It changed my outlook. It's huge. And, you know, I just love the idea of bringing that gentleman look back.
And it's not so much about fashion, because we're all different. You have yours, I have mine, the guy down the street, and, you know, whatever makes you feel good is what you should do.
Right.
But it's style is you. Like, fashion comes and goes. You know, bell-bottoms are in, they're not in. Wide lapels are in, they're not in. Big ties, thin ties. But the style, how you carry yourself, that's kind of what I'm trying to portray.
Well,
you know?
Isn't it, don't we have the opportunity to create style?
Absolutely.
Like you can create a style and people are like, shit, I like what Brian's doing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to follow his style.
Well, that's fine, you know, if that's what they want to do. But I just don't want people to think that what I'm trying to do cosmetically is like what I think everyone should do, because it's certainly not. Everyone has their own thing. Sure. Just like you said, a t-shirt. I wish I could wear a nice t-shirt. But the reality is I'm a thin guy, right? I hate the word skinny. I accept thin, trim, and fit. Don't like the word skinny, but the
or
fact.
Or frail.
Yeah, right. But the fact of the matter is, right, I'm thin. So what, obviously people are listening. So what I'm wearing is a nice, slim fit. It's a shirt tailored for thin people.
Yep.
It's a button up, has, you know, long sleeves, and I roll my sleeves up. So instead of wearing a polo, the traditional three button, or a t-shirt, both of which are short sleeves, they don't fit my arms right. I have long, skinny arms. And I have a long neck.
And so, can I just say, looking at you, you look like a normally proportioned human being.
Well, thank you.
So all the skinny and long these descriptions, this is your thing. Because you walked in, you look like just a normal guy.
Right. But from a fashion perspective, when I wear those shirts, mm-hmm. right, the things that they accentuate, right. Like I'm looking at you, you have a t-shirt on, so what I see is your neck and I see your arms. So...
not my chest.
Right. Because that's what you see. It's what you see on me too, but because I'm wearing a shirt with a collar, you see half of my neck.
Yeah.
And because I'm wearing long sleeves, I roll them up mid-form. You get to see the forearm, you get to see the watch accessory. It looks very nice on me. Right. It looks very polished. But it looks much better than if I had a t-shirt, because I would have a very, you know, I have that long neck, I have low traps, the way it would kind of scoop down.
Mm.
So part of that, for me anyway, is I don't look good in this. And right. And knowing what your body style is and learning to buy clothes for, and fortunately today, they make, for a thin guy, everybody makes a thin or a slim cut, whatever, right. Pants, shirts.
Which is just a little taper.
It is. It's a taper. And it's exactly what you want. So you want to have that nice kind of hourglass, wider shoulders, narrower waist.
Right.
And you don't want a shirt that's going to puff all out on the sides.
Right.
And there's tricks to get around that. But knowing your body style, like we hang out with a couple, and the gentleman, he looks fantastic in just a plain crew neck t-shirt. He's got big arms, a nice thick neck, and he buys like a nice polo, you know, a high-end $60 t-shirt.
Right.
Nice thick material, nice embroidered. Looks fantastic in it. Put me in the same shirt, not so much.
Right.
So knowing your body style and being willing to buy the clothes or tailor them to fit you is important.
Well, part of the challenge now is like hard to buy clothes anywhere.
It is.
Like we've this internet craze that obviously
and you have to try clothes on.
You have to try clothes on.
That's the other thing. It took me a long time. I was always like, I'm not gonna. I don't waste time. Now I shop for myself now, and I'll go. I'll be there 2 hours trying stuff on. You got to try it on. Try it, pants, this, that, the other. And sometimes you buy things you like it. You take it home. Sometimes you take it home and you decide you don't like it. That's just.
Well, the problem is there's just not stores, right? That's the issue. And I think even Amazon. Whether we like Amazon or not, but I think Amazon has created some packaging now that allows you really the ability to buy something, try it on,
absolutely,
and send it right back. If you do not like it, it used to be a little more, you have to get a sticker or whatever it is. I think their packaging now is really designed to try this on. If you don't like it, send it right back.
Well, for, again, it's based on what your style is. For me, I don't do too bad around here. I buy a lot of things from Brooks Brothers.
Okay, in the outlets.
The outlets.
They're behind Applebee's.
Banana Republic. There's Carlton's. There's the Polo outlet. I mean, there's some opportunities. If most of what I'm wearing Tommy pants and I'm wearing a Banana Republic shirt.
Okay. So maybe I just need to get over outlets.
I'm wearing brown wingtips and they are Nautica. I mean, there's a lot of.
There are some places.
Yeah, absolutely.
I
don't have a problem finding clothes to buy.
Yeah, I guess my thing is that it seems like when I need clothes, it's like at the last minute.
Right, well,
and I want to go. I used to like going to Peebles. Peebles used to kind of have shirts and pants and some belts, and it seems like now I've got to maybe just dedicate a little more time to it.
And then there's the whole tailor end of things. So
tailoring, yes.
Yes, and so you find something. So. Like I said, I go to a lot of thrift shops when we were talking on the phone, and you'd be amazed what you could find. I just found a beautiful Tommy Hilfiger sport jacket. I looked it up online. It was almost a $400 coat. I got it for $6 at the Salvation Army. I got it at the Goodwill in Millsboro. And unfortunately, like I said, most of the things I find I like are like, they're like a 49 long or something. I wear a 38 regular. But if I find something that's close enough, and you kind of have to gauge what's going to fit, what is it going to fit? Can it be tailored? And it was close enough, and I took it off to the tailor. I picked it up next Saturday. It cost me $37 to have it tailored.
Wow!
So it's a beautiful coat.
So you're $43.
I'm $43 in. I've got about a $400 Dynamite jacket, and I can't wait to wear it. So and that's part of the fun too. If you're into clothes, is to just my wife. Likes vintage Christmas things. So we're always hitting Goodwills, thrift stores, antique shops, always looking for things. And you find a lot of good watches in like little consignment shops. Like the kind of antique shop that has little booths.
Yeah.
Like every little booth is owned by someone else. You find a lot of things.
Well, I think both of you and I have a big love for watches.
Absolutely. Every man should wear a watch. If you're especially... A man, if you're over 40 years old, buy yourself a nice watch.
Well, my son just got both boys, Sam and David, both just got watches from their grandmother, and she bought them these nice Seikos.
Absolutely, it's what I'm wearing. I'm wearing a Prospect.
Seikos are great. And I told David, I go, I want you to start wearing your watch, and he goes like, what? I go, because you need to know, you need to manage your time. You're a senior in high school. You need to manage your time. And he's like, well, I got my phone. I go, no. You need to manage your time. This phone is like, oh, I'm late.
Right?
It's always I'm late. But with your watch, you see what time it is. It looks good. You Absolutely. Are, like you said, a senior in high school. He's getting ready to go to college. And Sam, I think Sam is more like Sam will wear a watch.
Right.
He's very excited about his watch. Sam is, I think, a little more like you than David. But it's hard to try to talk to these kids, especially now. with everybody's got, you know, phones and all mm-hmm. this stuff.
Right. It's the functional versus cosmetic. Yeah. Yes. I know what time it is because I can look at my Apple Watch or I can look at my phone, but I'm out to dinner with my beautiful wife and we're having a nice meal. I don't want to take my phone out of my pocket.
Right.
And wearing a nice watch, especially when you get older like we are, time's important.
That's right.
It's working against me all the time, you know? And it just looks nice to wear a watch. I mean, well, wear a nice watch.
Listen,
there's a lot of nice options out there that aren't terribly... Just because it's nice doesn't mean it's expensive. There's a lot of nice watches that aren't that expensive.
Nothing drives me crazier than people that are late. And I'm not saying that because you weren't late. I'm just saying there's nothing... But I mean, like, literally, like... You know, we're trying to get, you know, you had a job, you're working, you know,
right.
We're trying to do this, we want to do this. So you're not late, but people that are like late,
right?
I'm like, I'm out. I don't want to do any business with people that are late. And I don't want my kids to be those people.
Right.
It's like, to me, it's like the ultimate, you know, self-centered move. It's like, you must only think about yourself. So late it drives me crazy. So yeah, be on time, wear a watch. You know, one of my big challenges is that I got an Apple Watch. Right. And I love it. Mm-hmm. It just does so many things for me that it's hard. Well, I'll wear my other watch, and I'm like, okay, I got the date.
Right. Well, you know, have many watches.
Yes.
You know, have a watch for every occasion. I think every man, at least over 40, should have a minimum of 3 watches. And that would be a nice dress watch.
Yes.
Either... something could have a metal band, preferably a leather band, but like a dress watch so that when you're wearing a suit, you're wearing a shirt and a jacket, your sleeve doesn't get hung up on it. Uh-huh. Like what I'm wearing is a Seiko Prospect. It's 42-millimeter watch. And if I had if I'm wearing cufflinks, I'm wearing a nice tapered dress shirt, it's going to get hung up on the watch and kind of sit back, as opposed to a smaller diameter and a thinner style watch.
Right.
So you should have a dress watch. You should have, I think, like the kind of watch I have on night, which is a dive watch, just kind of an everyday nice sport watch, and a digital watch,
sure.
An Apple Watch or Fitbit or something along those lines. G-Shock Casio G-Shock makes a lot of nice selections, because you are going to the beach, you are going to the gym, you are on the trail, and then from there, the world's your option. You had mentioned Seiko. They're getting into the luxury watch game. Not that it's anywhere in my budget, but they're making a grand Seiko now. You know, they're anywhere 5, 6, 7 grand. You know, they're trying to compete. And for your watch enthusiasts, there's a great website and they have an app called Chrono 24, which I downloaded on my phone.
Yeah, you sent it to me.
Yes.
I have not downloaded it yet.
And it's basically eBay for watches. I mean, whether you ever buy anything, I haven't bought anything off of it, but it's a great educational tool. If you're kit in the thrift shops and you're looking for watches, you know, you learn what to look at on a watch, you flip the back over, you see the model number, the dates, so on and so forth.
Well, Sam said, I go, what's it say? And he goes, 100 m. I go, I think that's the
100
depth.
100 meters.
Yeah, I think that's the depth that you can dive.
Right. Water resistant up to 100 meters.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
Well, I think it's great. And part of the conversation we had on the phone was, I think, listen, educating people on what parts of watches are. I mean,
sure.
People don't know. It's a watch. It's got a thing on the side.
Right.
It's got this other thing that kind of spins on the top.
The crown and the bezel.
Yep. And I think, you know, if that's something you choose to do with your Instagram, I think that'd be cool too. You know, I think one of the things you post was what was the percentage of people that wear
cologne?
Cologne.
So men that wear fragrance was, I don't remember the exact percentage. I don't have it in front of me, but it worked out to be 50% of men don't wear any fragrance or cologne. And when you say it like that, yeah, I know there are probably guys listening like, but I like to smell nice. And every time I do, someone compliments me.
Yeah.
And women like it when you smell nice. Men see, they're visual.
Yeah.
Women, they smell.
Yeah. Well, and like I said earlier.
It all depends
earlier,
on what you're in the game for.
I stopped wearing deodorant. And it's not that I don't stink, because there are moments I smell like a human.
Sure,
right? I'm not saying it's also kind of interesting. I've sort of grown fond of my own smell. Is that strange? But... like if I don't, like I would be, like I wore cologne the other night. Actually, I wore deodorant because we went to an event. I'm like, well, let me put on deodorant. I don't stink, but I'm like, it has some scent in it. So that was my cologne for the night.
Right.
But I was like, huh, I smell pretty good.
And again, back to my father, not to keep referencing, you know, he always wore cologne. So it was just if the direction I'm doing this for whatever reasons I'm doing it are kind of the gentleman vibe, then that's where I'm going with it, which is it's kind of the whole package. You know, you dress nice and you take care of yourself cosmetically and you accessorize and you smell good and you just feel dynamite.
Best place, best way to apply cologne, best place.
That's...
Because I've heard people that say, oh, you can't do that. You're crushing the molecules.
Yeah, okay.
What is up with that?
So I'm not a fragrance expert by any means, but I do follow quite a few channels on it. And it depends on what you're trying to achieve. Usually, there's a few key points. The front of your throat, the back of your neck, your shoulders. Sometimes people put it on their wrists. I found the best rule I can tell you is every cologne is very different by manufacturer. Yeah. And there's longevity and there's projection. And there's summer colognes and there's winter colognes and there's going to the gym colognes. And one doesn't fit all. Just if you end up with a bunch of watches, you end up with a bunch of fragrance. My suggestion is wear it sparingly and see how it goes. Because
right.
If it's offensive, you'll know. Because someone, like, when their eyes are watering and they're creating distance, you got too much on.
Right.
And that's not the point.
Right.
And you make those mistakes. You just have to find it out. So I have some things that I spray on. Literally, I can get one squirt and you smell me for 6 hours because it's just so much projection and the longevity. It has to do with the chemical compound of it, basically. And others, you almost take a bath in it and it just doesn't last. So that has to do with what you're wearing.
Right.
And again, you should have in the summer, I wear a few different things that are light and they're fresh and they have kind of a citrus note.
Yep.
And colognes degrade as you wear them. So there's like a top, what they say there's a top note. It's what you first smell.
Yep.
Then there's a middle note and then there's a base note. And when I watch a lot of YouTube videos on it. And when people are testing fragrances, they smell them. You know, they do like the blind. They have two or three friends come in. Hey, which one do you like? And it's kind of a blind test. And then they'll come back in an hour and smell them again. And sometimes the ones they pick change because the cologne changes as time goes on, as those notes wear off.
Well, and you know, colognes also change over time in the bottle.
Absolutely. And,
and I'm the guy that will have a bottle of cologne for like 3 years.
Right.
And I don't know if it smells the same as it did when I opened it. I'm sure it doesn't.
I don't know on that because I don't ever have anything that lasts that long.
Well, I'm sort of exaggerating, but right, know, it's I, a, right.
They do reformulate a lot of things. So something that, you know, 8 years ago, maybe it was dynamite, and they've reformulated it for whatever reason, because there's an industry that regulates all these types of things.
Yeah.
And the reformulation, it just isn't what it used to be.
Yeah. Well, when I remember, I think it was like eighth grade, I remember getting some Polo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Polo Green. The original.
Hell yes.
1979 was when it came out. You can't beat it. It's a dynamite winter. It smells like a man. It's kind of musky and heavy, and so that would be a winter cologne. I'm going out to dinner. It's a date night. I'm wearing a pea coat. You know, I've got a sweater on. That's like during the summer. I wear a lot of Polo Blue.
Yeah, well,
kind of has an aquatic green.
My challenge with cologne is that I'm like, I don't want to just wear Polo. Like, I want to get out and try different things.
Absolutely.
And sometimes there's a few. I forget. It's been a minute since I've looked at cologne, but there was a few of them that I had. And what was the one in the black bottle?
There's a million of them.
Yeah. Well, there was a few that were pretty popular. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I say green gold top, you say what? Polo. Right. So I forget what it was. But then I'm like, well, I want to try something different, right? I want to get out of this same old cologne. But every time I get out there, I'm like, I really like what I was wearing.
Right. And I find it when I've gone to we have a couple fragrance outlets.
Yes.
And when I go there, I always leave with a headache. Like, I go in there and I'm like, oh, I want to try something or what. But it all smells the same. And the smell when you walk in there, it's like a punch in the face because everyone's in their spraying cologne. I can't get a sense of it. So what I do is I just watch reviews and what people say and I pull the trigger and I'll buy one. And sometimes I hate it and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I love it.
So what would
you're stuck with it.
What would we say, like four? So we four classifications of a cologne. So we obviously have citrusy, right?
Yes.
And then we have kind of like a musky.
Yes.
And then we have more like a sandalwoodish.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have more like piney, maybe.
Maybe piney. I like pine, bergamot, all those things. Yeah. I put those kind of in musky.
So I'm not a big fan of musky.
Right.
I like citrus.
Mm-hmm.
I like citrus.
More summer smells.
Yeah, more
green smells.
Yep. And I like, what would Polo be? Is that, would that be a little
depends
musky?
On which one?
Polo, the green bottle.
Green, yeah, it, I would definitely say it's musky.
So that's musky.
Yeah. It has a piney smell. It has a bergamot smell.
Yeah.
It, sandalwood, kind of, I think kind of has all that. The Polo Blue that I wear a lot in the summer, there's a couple of them. It has kind of a grapefruity, you know, fresh smell.
Citrus.
I wear Versace Pornhome. I'm probably not pronounced that correctly.
What did you say?
Pornhome. Oh, Pornhome.
Okay, Pornhome.
Yeah. that has a real nice, easy smell. Dolce Gabbana Light has a, you know, they all kind of has that, it's just fresh, that kind of out of the shower, yeah, fresh smell. Which I don't think you can ever go wrong with. And you also have to look at, like, are you going to wear things to the office? You don't want to be offensive. Like, I know some agencies or some businesses have, like, policy against fragrance because you don't want to work next to someone that stinks or it gives you migraines. Sure. So you have to be respectful of that as well. I mean, if you're out having dinner with your wife, you're at a bar and you're doing what you're doing, well.
Well, I think if you're going to go to work, I mean, if I'm working, like, I'll just put a little cologne on my wrist.
Sure.
You know, nothing on the neck. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not, I don't need to be a big heat generator of scent. Right.
And it should be a hint anyway. It should be kind of a, like, if you know, you're a single man and you're trying to attract a lady and you walk past her and you smell good and there's just a little hint or a little trail, it entices her. It intrigues her. As opposed to walking past and she's just blasted. Like, she doesn't need to get any closer to you because she already smelled it. You're 10 feet away.
Right.
You know, that's kind of defeats the purpose. Or same thing for a lady. Like, when my wife smells good, you know, I was like, ooh, that smells good. I want to get closer, not further away.
Well, I think that if I'm, like I said, at work, I'll put just a little on the wrist just to, you know, because I'm doing my hands around people.
Absolutely. That's all you need, a little hint.
I don't need to put it all through the salon. But then, like, if I go out, maybe I'll just, you know, a little bit on the cheeks, you know, on the face, and just feel a little bit more, a little sting, you know. My dad, I always remember my dad was a gentleman too. I guess.
Absolutely.
You know, he was colonel. He was a colonel in the military.
The colonel.
But I used to, every morning I'd go in his bathroom and he'd be in there and he'd get, you know, uniform folds in, everything. And he'd put on his Old Spice.
There you go.
And he'd go.
English leather.
But I always remember that smell.
Right. Right. So those are more aftershaves than.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's a cologne.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's probably one of the most famous smells there is. I think
probably.
Most, I would say 8 out of 10 kids, or well, obviously we're older now, but remember our fathers putting on Old Spice and the dot bag.
There you go.
Are you bringing back the dot bag?
Yeah. I have a nice little travel. I keep all my products in a little zipper, a little blue.
Dot kit.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. So when is, how often are you scoring these great finds at the thrift stores? Because
you never know. So I got a really nice watch. I got a Citizen's Corso. It's a two-tone gold and silver. I was at a thrift store in Greenwood.
Okay.
I just popped in, and I like all things old. I like antiques. And, you know, I study martial arts. I study Japanese martial arts with swords. So I'm always looking for swords. You know. And you just never know what you're gonna find. And I grew up in a house full of antiques. I guess I got it from my mom. She did lots of old, nice things. So I like old things. So I just poke around, and I'm poking around in this thrift store, or this, I'll call it a thrift store. It's an antique shop, but every little booth is owned by someone else.
Right.
And, they didn't have junk. They had nice things. And, there's a couple watches. So I look at them, and, it's a Citizen. It's a good name brand. I mean, I see it. Sure. And she takes it out. It's a little dirty. And I looked at it, and I popped I looked the numbers on the back, and ironically, it fit my wrist perfectly, which that's a whole other conversation.
Is that it? Is that the one?
No. And
score.
Yeah. And anyway, I said, "How much is this watch?" She said, $25. I said, "I'll take it." It turns out, again, I went on to Chrono 24 and I looked at the model on the back. It's about a $250 watch.
Yeah.
And I polished it up, and looks brand new.
Nice.
Got it for $25. So I mean, like I said, you don't have to spend a lot of money to look nice.
Well, one of the challenges, I don't know if this is an issue, but I like the kids got watches, and I'm trying to take out some links.
Yes,
it's a challenge. So I guess
you got to go to a jeweler.
Yeah, can you recommend a jeweler? Because I need to get these links.
Chardon's in Georgetown is fantastic.
Okay,
on the circle.
I think these were brought at Harry Kay. So
Harry Kay and Rehoboth. Heritage in Seaford. They're a Seiko dealer.
Okay.
And if you get into like needing to replace bands, watch jewelers go with a brand. So you know, if they deal with Seikos or they deal with Citizens or they deal with either or both Tag, the bands aren't all interchangeable.
Right.
So if you want, like, I have a Seiko Sport 5, which is the original dive watch.
Okay.
Kelly got it for me. My wife got it for me 15, 18 years ago. It was just a tank. And it's a kinetic watch. So, you know, it charges itself or winds itself.
With your movement.
Correct. And I wanted to put a metal band on it. And the long story short is you have to send it back to Seiko because bands are specific to the watch.
Right.
So if they don't come with a metal band, chances are you're not going to find them. If it has like a rubber band, like the dive watch, you replace that with no problem. But if you want to like truly change, because it has to do with the legs on the watch and how the band or the bracelet fits to the watch.
Right.
So you got to send it back to the manufacturer. But yeah, you just have to find a jeweler that you like and take it to them.
Well, I think Fifth Avenue. I know it just seems like everything sort of changed the last few years, so I'm just trying to figure out, like, where should I take this? I know a lot of these jewelry places closed down. I think Harry Kay is still obviously open, and we bought the watches there, but it's like on the boardwalk. I'm like,
yes.
Is there something a little closer that I don't have to go all the way down to the boardwalk?
Any real jewelry store is going to be able to do most watch work.
Right.
You know.
Well, there are some that will not do work unless you purchase it there. So that's sort of why I didn't know if you had like this place you could just drop in and say, hey, can you add some links or take out some links? Mm-hmm. I guess adding links would be a challenge.
Yeah, that's going to be difficult. But as far as changing them goes, and most of your bracelet style watches in the clasp, they have, you know, they have a, like the Seiko I'm wearing, you know, you have a 5-hole adjustment pin. So once you get a link out or two, perhaps, then like the final, a little tighter, a little looser, can be handled through these pins generally. And generally a men's watch should be worn, it shouldn't sit down on your wrist. Like it shouldn't be way down here. It shouldn't flop all around. It should ride pretty much right behind that bone on your wrist.
Okay.
And be about right where mine is. And I wear them a little loose. Yeah, there isn't much slack here. When I wake up in the morning, it's big. But you go through the course of the day, you sweat, your arm swells a little bit, you're moving around. So as my arm gets a little bigger in the course of the day, the watch tightens up. See how it doesn't really move right now?
Yeah.
First thing in the morning, it would be a little sloppy.
I do. It's funny you mentioned the
it was a fad for a while to wear the oversized you know, watch hanging all down on your hand. But if you're, again, you're kind of going for that more polished look, that refined look, you're wearing a nice suit and you've put all this effort into yourself, and then you're wearing this big sloppy watch that's
clacking around.
Yeah, and if you're wearing a cuff link, it's banging on your cuff link.
I was it was funny you mentioned G-Shock, because I probably have three dress watches, and then I have my Apple Watch, and then I have my G-Shock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a G-Shock. I've beat it up for years.
I love that G-Shock, but I tell you what, man, you need to be somewhat of a scientist to set the time on it.
Yeah, especially some of them get kind of crazy.
Yeah, well, my father-in-law gave me a great watch, but I can't figure out how to set the time on it.
Yeah.
Maybe I have to give it to you, see if you can figure it out. I mean, it is complicated.
Yeah, some of those G-Shocks definitely get that way. Mine's got a bunch of different time zones, and it is nice, though, because it's digital. Yeah. So I have it on 24-hour time. So when I'm working a lot of times, because we use 24-hour time at work,
right?
I just glance at it. But it's a great watch for going to the gym. If I'm deer hunting, you know, if I'm out and about doing whatever, I'm not worried about beating it up. I don't want to beat this watch up.
No,
I don't want to have to replace the crystal because I don't have to send it to...
No, that's a beautiful watch.
Thank you.
So I want to ask you, so you know, we talk about trying to bring back the gentleman. So, I mean, do you think it's just the age? I mean, because there's periods early on in our life we really, you know, don't really care. We're kind of focused on getting a career.
Yes.
And then we kind of, you know, work a career. Sort of, I know you say, what are you going to be? What are you, 49?
Yeah, 49. 49 and a half, yeah.
I can tell you, just at me turning 50, at 50, I'll be 54 this year. It's like life just changed. Mm-hmm. My whole thought on life changed. And now it's like, you know, and we were chatting about this kind of like this lack of gentlemen, right? This lack of people sort of respecting themselves sort of as young people. And it is kind of nice to, you know, maybe start introducing that back into, especially the youth. Like I have a, you know, I have an 11-year-old and I have a 16-year-old, and they are the future, mm-hmm. and it's tough.
I don't think, and we've gotten way away from the Instagram thing, but I don't think, because yeah, you're obviously not going to get this from me putting a post on Instagram. But
you don't know that?
Well, I don't think we're ever going to do
anything. You don't give yourself enough credit.
Well, thank you. I don't think we're ever going to do it.
Listen, if somebody can't learn something from you, then don't do it.
Right.
But what's the point? Right. I mean, that's the idea. I mean, that's what you should be doing is like, you know, making great suggestions. Okay. I think it's...
All right, well, here's a gentleman's suggestion. I don't think what I was going to say was I don't think we're ever going to do any harm by teaching young men to be gentlemen.
Right.
Which is stand up when your lady gets up or comes to the table. So
okay.
These are the things that I learned from my dad. Every time we went out to dinner
mm-hmm.
or we were anywhere where we were polished, every time my mom came or went from the table, my dad stood up.
Okay.
Don't know where that comes from, but it's...
The past.
And I do it. I mean, I don't stand at attention, but when my wife, if we're at a nice dinner, my wife gets up to go to the restroom or go to the bar or something, you know, little stand up. Same thing with back. You open the door for her.
Yeah. Chivalry.
It's absolutely chivalry. And we're not going to hurt any young men by saying, hey, why don't you dress a little nicer?
Mm.
And why don't you open the door for this young lady? And why don't you hold a door for a random person? And why don't you stand up when your lady comes to the table? And there's just, don't be on your phone. You know, wear a nice watch. All these things are just, I don't think we're going to hurt anybody.
No.
And I see, I just don't see people dressing as nicely as they could. And I know times have changed. And again, I'm sure if someone's listening to this and could care less what I think about fashion. But when you look at the past, you know, men went to baseball games. They wore fedoras and three-piece suits. May have been what the only suit they had, but nevertheless, right. It just, there was a level of formality. There was a level of courtesy. There was a level of just, I don't know. I don't know the word I'm trying to give to describe it, but just, it's gone.
Right.
It's not gone everywhere. There's certainly pockets of it, but it's just... We go out to dinner at local restaurants, nice restaurants. And I know it's summertime and you're on vacation, but 70% of the guys at the tables are wearing shorts and flip-flops, which is cool.
Yeah.
I'm not saying don't wear shorts and flip-flops. No, but if you're going to go out and you're going to drop $100 on a meal with your lady and she looks nice, like and it's kind of, that's kind of the opposite. The women always look nice. They're not wearing shorts and flip-flops. They're wearing sundresses and maybe a little heel and a nice, you know, they look pretty. Oh, they're attractive. And he's got a t-shirt, shorts, and flip-flops, which is cool if that's what you want to wear, but that's, I'm just trying to, as I become an older man, present myself in a different light and dress the way I feel a gentleman should look.
Well, part of the challenge, I think, is I know, like, when I was
a kid... And I'm not trying to step on anyone's toes.
Toe stepper. you know, when I was a kid, we didn't go out to dinner that much. You know, all these things that we do so often now were really, you know... Special events, you know, to go out to dinner, you know, we go out to dinner all the time now. When I was a kid, we maybe went out once a month.
Right.
And, you know, we did dress a little nicer. But at some point, we just, you know, our lives now are so different, especially now living at the beach. I mean, we went to an event this weekend. I wore shorts and a t-shirt and flip-flops. I mean, we're at the beach. It was hot.
Right.
Now, if I was going to go out on a special dinner, like an anniversary, I would dress better. My problem is that I've gotten in this funky place in my weight. Like I was really happy at about 165, mm-hmm. 160. But I'm up to 182, and I'm not sure that that's a bad weight. I'm actually just kind of there. I'm not doing much with it. I'm not working out. I'm not really running. I'm just eating and living and just kind of having a normal life and just kind of hanging around at about 182. I'm like, should I adjust all my clothes now for a 182? I don't want to wear an extra large t-shirt, but it's much more comfortable than a large. It's just unfortunate where I'm at. So I'm having trouble really getting fired up about dressing up. Like all my sport coats now feel a little tight. My button-ups all a little tight.
Have them tailored. Have them let in. Have them, you know.
I need to go on a diet.
Make them smaller. Well, there's that too. I mean, I'm getting thinner. I'm doing the opposite.
Yeah.
I'm 146, like 147, right? There was a time when I was 160, you know, 165. And it doesn't matter how much I go to the gym. Doesn't matter how much I eat. I'm genetically built the way I am. My dad got thinner. I'm bigger than my dad was, which is scary. He was about 130, 135 pounds most of his life. So I'm getting thinner. So I just had things made smaller.
Right.
I go to the tailor and I say, hey, these pants fit me 2 years ago and now they're too big. And they no problem, $8. They drop them off. They throw a couple pins in them. They pull out tape and you come back 2 weeks later and it's like a brand new pair of pants. I'm telling you,
you could set up a whole route around the town picking up all these fat guys' clothes. Right. You won't need that. Like Kramer, you're not going to use that anymore.
and wear what makes you comfortable.
Right.
You know, wear what makes you happy. Wear what makes you feel better, or whatever your style is. Again, that's what I'm doing with my Instagram page, and people like it. They can tune in and check it out. And if they don't, you know,
thank you.
That's it.
Thanks for giving us those options. We appreciate that.
You know, I mean,
you need to have some confidence in your damn Instagram.
Yeah, I have a lot of confidence.
You don't have to listen. You don't have to look at it. It's fine.
I have a lot of confidence in who I am, but I understand that.
Listen, I do have to look at it. It comes right through my feed. Yes. I am forced to look at it, whether it's for 1 second or for 10 or 15.
You always unfriend it.
Why would I do that?
It's good. I just want people to know that, you know, carrying yourself in a certain way, and I want you to feel better about yourself.
Yeah, you know? I agree, and that's what I thought.
And it makes me feel good, and I'm just sharing what I'm doing. And
well, the nice thing about this is that, you know, you don't have to put something on your Instagram that I have to like all of it, right? You know, you're putting out some great suggestions, some ideas. You're putting some thought into it. I look at it and I say, "What's that cologne?" You know, I don't see the watch. I mean, maybe I'm not interested in watches today. Right. What's that cologne? You know, maybe I'm thinking about cologne. You're putting together an outfit.
I'm trying to put together the whole
a look.
My take on men's style and fashion.
Yeah, and you know, maybe I don't care for all of it. I'm like, well, those sunglasses are pretty cool.
Right.
But maybe I'll feel different tomorrow because, you know, I think what are you posting once a week? Which
I'm trying to do right now. I'm trying to do Wednesday and Friday. So every Wednesday and Friday, I'm posting. It's mostly real content at the moment, but we'll see where things go.
Yeah, and I think it's awesome. I saw your post today. I think the bow tie was undone.
Yes. Well, that was not today. That was last week, but yes.
Well, something came by. I'm like, okay, look at that.
Yeah, that was a story. I do stuff. My stories I'm going to do all the time.
Right.
But as far as the other things. Yeah, so that's my dad always taught me that. He said, when you wear a real bow tie, the last thing you do at the party before you leave is you untie it.
Oh, yeah.
So everyone there knows that you're wearing a real bow tie.
So it's not a clip-on.
It's not a clip-on. Like, you always rock it open. It's the last thing you do before you leave out. With a good scotch in your hand.
It's a gentleman move.
That's right. A scotch in your hand and a good scotch and your top button open and your bow tie hanging.
And hopefully your beautiful wife on your arm.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, I think that's awesome.
So James Bond, 007 style.
So I guess my point, though, is that, you know, you can't predict, you can't imagine, you just put it out. You know?
That bow tie actually was custom made for me. I have a friend whose beautiful wife is quite the seamstress. And she measured my neck.
Can you give her? Does she have an Instagram?
She does not. And I didn't run this past them, so I'm not going to share names. But they will know who they are if they hear this. But anyway,
does she sell them?
No.
Oh, she just makes them. Okay.
But that's her thing. She likes to sew and
okay.
A seamstress. But anyway, she if you're gonna get into bow ties, you've got to get your neck measured.
Like, okay.
Because you can't have too much or too little. It's got to be just the right amount to have that knot, and you got to take a neck measurement. I don't know what how much extra fabric you need beyond your neck measurement, but there's a sweet spot.
Is it okay to wear a clip-on if you have to?
Absolutely.
Okay. So we're not dissing the clip-on.
But if we're going to be a gentleman, and
can you unhook a side and have it hang like half unclipped? Is that still a gentleman move?
If you're going to go through all this trouble, you might as well learn to tie a bow tie.
Right.
And my grandfather used to always wear a bow tie.
And there's no excuse not to learn. I mean, there's hundreds of YouTube channels to teach you how.
It's not difficult.
No.
And tying a like tie knots. I don't know how many men today know the different knots. Like, there's the regular, there's your Windsor, there's your double Windsor. My dad always wore that double Windsor.
Yeah.
That big fat knot at the top. Yeah. Well, then you got to have the collar for it. You got to have the slap or the cutback collar. Otherwise, you don't see the knot.
Right.
You know, so knowing your collars, knowing your tie combinations.
I forget what I was watching. It was some show based around the moonshining days.
Okay.
And these, you know, these guys would wear these shirts and, you know, undone and out of the position, the final position of the shirt. They're very weird looking shirts. I mean, mm-hmm. it must unfold like three times on the, you know, those old shirts.
On the sleeves?
Yeah. They weren't like, it must have been before, I guess they only used the.
Well, when you wear a cufflink.
Cufflinks.
Your sleeve unfolds.
Right.
Like the way we wear modern shirts with a button, it would be your shirt's going to. Your cuff is going to open up past your hand.
Right.
And then you fold it back and run the cufflink through it.
Yeah, but I think most people would think that it's just like a regular shirt minus the button. You just stuck a cufflink in it. No, but no,
it's a completely different shirt
for it's cufflink. A whole contraption. And it's crazy. Do they still make those shirts?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Nice.
I have several. And matter of fact, I wore my dad's cufflinks that he got in Spain when he was in the Marine Corps. He was in Rota, Spain for 3 years.
Yeah.
And he got these dynamite little gym
cool cufflinks,
and my mom gave them to me.
Well, what I like most, man, is that and you're I just doing them. It.
Yeah, whatever. What the hell?
What the hell?
What the hell? I'm old, you know, and you had mentioned as we're getting older and things are changing. That's kind of where I am, you know. Like, I don't know if I'm going through some empty nest. You know, my kids aren't out, but not very relevant anymore.
They don't need you as much.
You know, my career is winding down, and my marriage is long and good, and my kids are, you know, getting older, and I'm I'm just going to put effort in myself and look nice and see what the hell happens.
Well, and I think that a lot of
people... Maybe somebody else will be interested.
You know, there's a lot of people out there with great ideas. One of the cool things about YouTube and Instagram is all the creativity that's out there.
Absolutely.
I mean, they just have a ball with it. And you have that side, and then you have a bunch of people that poo-poo it. And, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes they can influence us to not do things and try things. And I'm like, you know... Like this podcast. I mean, I'm, you know, people are like, what are you doing a podcast for? You know, during the pandemic, I think 50 podcasts popped up.
Indeed.
And they're all gone. Yep. I mean, I don't
know. And a whole bunch of day traders affecting affecting the stock market.
Yeah, exactly. So, but you know, you just kind of do it. And I like doing this because I just enjoy sitting down and chatting with people. I was telling you, just enjoy it. Don't worry about the numbers. Yeah. You're doing pretty awesome. So
yeah,
be cool. I mean, you don't want to have to come back down the mountain, though. You want to just find the plateau.
Well, if nothing else comes from it, we're sitting here talking.
Absolutely.
I mean, we haven't talked in years, and we're just having this dynamite conversation.
And I reached out to you.
You did.
Yeah.
And it was very kind of you. I'm very grateful.
Well,
you know?
Listen, man, we're just guys.
Yeah.
We're just humans.
And I feel like, you know, because I don't have a son. Well, I kind of do, but he's not. I have a nephew that I'm very, very fond of.
Yeah.
I love as much as a son. But,
you know, is that Sam?
Oh, I'm sorry?
Who's your nephew?
Thomas.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes, yes. Who is quite the man. But anyway, you know, I have daughters, and I'm like, you know, my dad gave me all this awesome knowledge.
Yep.
A lot of it just simply through example, but a lot of it through direct conversation. And now he showed me how to tie a double Windsor. He explained the different knots. He showed me how to wear cufflinks. You know, who am I going to pass it on to?
Right.
So what the hell? I'm going to put it on Instagram.
Yeah. Listen, I think it's great. And that's why I reached out. I'm like, I love it.
Awesome.
You know, I don't know how many people are telling you that this is great, but I want to mm-hmm. be one of them.
I've not heard anything negative. And as it's kind of you know, mushroomed a bit, I've had people reach out and go, "Oh, I didn't know Brian was doing this."
Yeah, exactly.
That makes sense. You know, he's always been kind of a squirt of a guy, and so okay.
Well, and I like the YouTube stuff you were doing. It was that survival stuff.
Yeah. So completely different genre, but yes, that also has gone to the wayside. So not to take a hard turn to the right, but. You know, our grandparents and great-grandparents and pretty much everyone from 100 years plus lived a sustainable lifestyle because they had to.
Right.
We don't. No one knows. I say no one. We're in Sussex County. There's a lot of people that hunt and fish and garden. But, you know, living a sustainable lifestyle is now back. It's vogue. It's back in. Well, it's how every human being lived forever until the recent last 100 years of modern times. So yeah, you know, I still got the 3 B's and plenty, you know, beans, bolts, and band-aids, beans, bolts, and band-aids, you know, but yeah, gardening and raising chickens and a little husbandry and farmette living and hunting and learning how to, you know, butcher your own deer and fish. I mean, yeah, I like to think I'm a little bit of a Renaissance man. You know, I can paint and I I study martial arts and I like to look nice, but I can break down a deer in 20 minutes and I can go fishing and I can grow a hell of a tomato too. So, I mean, you have to be the whole package, you know?
I had a t-shirt made that said husband and then in parentheses or brackets on the below it said verb. Because it's, you know, people, it's not, it's an action word.
Is it?
It's an action word.
So, yeah, that's what my YouTube was. And it just got to be, and again, in that genre, in any genre, really, at this point, there's so many dynamic people doing incredible content, no matter what you're into. It doesn't matter what you're into. If you look it up on YouTube, there's someone who's doing it better than you are.
Yeah.
And there was just so much good content. And I wasn't really trying to compete with anyone.
I don't like how you said that. Someone's out there better doing it better than you. Someone's out there doing it.
It gives you something to strive for. A wise man knows his limitations, you know. I hope someone's doing it better than me, so I have something to look forward to.
Right. Well, I mean, doing it, maybe not as like you, but not better.
Fair enough.
You got to get your Instagram cape on, man. This is
anyway, so that was, you know, when we were home during COVID, you know, I mean, it wasn't, I've been living that lifestyle forever. Still right. am. I left my little format to come here and I got chickens in a garden and the whole bit. But it took so much time because you're videoing it.
Right.
You know, it's one thing. That's what I love about the Instagram platform is
Couple shots.
I have to get dressed every day anyway.
Right.
So you just do it's real easy and it's quick and it's the whole word. It's Instagram. It's a photo. Boom, it's done. As opposed to, I want to put out a 30-minute video on YouTube. It's going to take a day and a half.
Yeah.
You know? And it just was consuming.
You can, between
too much.
Story and reels and post, you can really, you know.
Yeah.
When we do this podcast, we'll do a post when your podcast goes up. We'll do a little reel. Sure. We'll post a little story. You know, it's just a. But so, it's a lot of great stuff.
Yeah, so we had fun with that, and I just quit doing it. But I'm still living a lifestyle. I'm just not putting it on YouTube.
That lifestyle is. I follow a couple sustainable people like that, and it is. I mean, it's you almost have to hit the lottery. You almost have to be like a millionaire to live a lifestyle like that, because it's preparing, it's planting, it's rotating, it's harvesting, it's canning, it's drying, it's and then do it all over again. It's seed. It's I mean, I don't have enough time in the day to have a job and sustain that kind of stuff.
Well, that's it's kind of a contradiction when you're living that lifestyle. That's what you do.
Right.
You know, as opposed to, you know, well, for me, it was more of a hobby. But and a knowledge base. I enjoyed the quest of knowledge.
Yeah.
Like, oh, how do you make a solar oven? Oh, you know, what's the history of the solar panel? I'm going to go down that route, learn all the different types of solar panels. Or, oh, you know, what's a solar still? Or how am I going to purify water? You know, or how to grow organic this or heirloom that. So. As I kind of, and I guess I kind of get that from my pop too, you know, as I get on something and I just want to peel the onion. I just want to get to the bottom of what, I want to learn everything I can learn about that subject. And that's kind of where I went with that versus I'm going to walk away from everything and roll up the sidewalks and, you know, go live a 100% sustainable lifestyle. Well, it's exhausting.
It's exhausting.
And we don't have to do it.
You have to live in a sustainable lifestyle that you can stay happy.
Exactly.
And that is, exactly. And you're doing it. So I appreciate it. Listen, man, that's an hour.
Absolutely.
That was great.
Awesome.
Will you come back sometime?
Absolutely. This is fantastic. It's my first podcast. It's awesome. Yeah. We'll just sit and talk in microphones.
Mine too. Well, listen, let's not wait another 15 years or however long it's been since we've chatted.
I don't think it's been that long, but yeah.
It hasn't. I'm just exaggerating. Yeah. But listen, I'm following you. I told my kids, follow Brian. Yep.
So
and let's I'm rooting for you.
Look for me every Wednesday and Friday morning.
Yep, and it's Brian Hunter 497 on Instagram.
On Instagram, my take on men's style and fashion and kind of the whole gentleman vibe.
Send him a comment. He's fragile right now.
Yeah, I am fragile. Yeah. I'm fragile Frankie.
He's fragile Frankie. No, let him know you appreciate it.
Yeah, outstanding.
All right, brother.
Thank you so much.
Yep. All right, bud.